This is the 22nd of July, 1976. Gerda and I are interviewing in Vyborg, South Dakota. What is your name?
Cecilia Anderson.
And you are of Danish descent.
Yes, my parents both came from Sønderjylland.
Do you remember the city? Or the town near which they came from?
Yeah, that was, mother was from Vesterlinnet, and father was from Somerset.
Did they come to the United States together?
No.
What was your father's name?
Hans Peter Smith.
Hans Peter Smith?
Yeah.
And did... How did he get the name of Smith in Denmark?
Well, it was S-M-I-D-T.
I see.
Yeah, that's what it
was. And why...
So they had a... They wanted to be Americans, you know.
Oh, yes.
So they changed it. Yeah.
Why did he come to the United States?
Well, it was... they didn't want to enter the German army, you know. They were in Sønderjylland, that's south of the border. Mm-hmm. And they would have to go in the German army, and they didn't want to do that.
And so he left.
Yeah.
And do you know your mother's maiden name?
Yeah, that was Kirstina Findel.
And why did she leave Denmark?
Well, she knew my dad.
Oh, before he came.
Yeah, they were acquainted in Denmark. Mm.
What year did your father come to this country?
You got me there.
He came before your mother?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Where did he settle in the United States?
Well, he worked in Bridgeport, Connecticut for 5 years. And then he came to Dakota and took a homestead.
He took a homestead
in
Dakota? In
Dakota.
Was it near
Vyborg? Well, it's right over here at Irene. Yeah, it's about 7 miles from Vyborg, I guess. Mm.
Did he ever tell you about his trip over?
No.
What about your mother? Did she ever speak of her life in Denmark?
No, not to Of course, we didn't, ask questions.
Do you know the year your parents were born?
But the mother's isn't. Oh, yeah, here it is.
What was your father's birth date?
September 30th, 1856.
And your mother's birthday?
My mother's birthday is the 29th of September, 1861.
Now, you had brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes.
Would you give me the names of your brothers and sisters and approximately when they were born?
Yeah, I got it all here.
Fine.
There's Peter. Do you want a middle name, too?
Would like that very much.
Eliason Smith. December 8th, 1883. And Lawrence Hanson Smith, 23rd of February, 1886. And Cecilia Marie Smith, 24th of July, 1888. Maria Christina Smith, 23rd of June, 1891. Clara Smith, 22nd of October, 1893. Charlie Hanson Smith, 6th of June, 1896.
And which one were you?
I was Cecilia Maria Smith.
All of you were born in South Dakota.
Yes.
So all of you were citizens of the United States.
Yes.
Did your parents become citizens of the United States?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did, but I can't tell you when.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. No.
Did your parents speak English?
When they came.
Oh, no.
Did they learn to speak English?
Oh, sure.
How?
Well, they learned it from one another, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't say my father. He maybe learned it when he was working in Connecticut. He worked there for 5 years. So he evidently learned a lot of Danish or American there.
Did your mother come over and join your father in Connecticut?
No, she came to Colorado not, what is that one place?
There's a Dutch community.
Boulder, yes. Colorado. Yeah, that's.
And how did they meet in this country?
Well, they corresponded, see, and then she came to Dakota.
Do you know if he helped her with her fare?
No, I don't think
she
so.
She came on her own money.
Well, she had a brother in Boulder.
I see.
And he was working in the mines there, and perhaps he got her ticket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What kind of work did your mother do in this country before she was married?
She did housework. There was a college there at Boulder, and yes. She worked for the professors. Yeah. So she worked there.
And then she had a beautiful chance to learn English.
Oh, yes, she did. And then if she was ironing or something and she wanted to listen, then she'd stop and they'd say, well, keep right on ironing, you can hear her just as well. When you're working. So she learned a few things there too, and learned a lot about the language, of course, yeah.
Did you and your brothers and sisters speak English or Danish when
yes.
you were children?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Did you go to Danish school?
Yes.
Where?
Well, we had Danish school a couple of weeks in our school, and that was only a 5-minute walk from home.
And what city was that in?
Well, it was over by Irene.
It was by Irene.
Yeah, close to Irene.
Were you confirmed in Danish?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. At Grandview College, Des Moines.
Oh, now how did you get from Irene to Grandview?
Well, they thought I should go to school, and we didn't belong to any church at that time. And so I went to Des Moines and took confirmation instruction from Benedict Nordentuft and was confirmed in the German church down there.
Oh, and you knew Dr. Nordentuft?
Oh, yes.
Would you tell us what you remember of him?
Well, he was always very brisk, and he took care of the dormitory. He saw that we had the lights out at a certain time and that everything was proper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he went to California, you know, yes. Adirondack, California.
Yes.
And established his school there.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave me this picture.
Oh, it's a beautiful picture.
For our wedding present.
And it must have, it's a picture of Luther, isn't it?
Yeah.
In front of the important people in Worms,
yeah,
in black and
right.
white.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
See, my husband was also confirmed down there.
Oh, he was.
But not at the same time.
Yes.
Because, you know, there was a dispute about our church here.
Yes.
And then the other synod got this church that we had built up. And then our folks withdrew. They didn't go to the church there anymore. Mm. They didn't have their own church till 1905. So there was quite a span of years there that we didn't belong to any church.
Now, you mentioned your husband. Was he Danish?
Oh, yes. His folks had come over.
Do you know what his folks' names were?
Yes. Søren Andersen from Tui.
Uh-huh.
And the mother was Georgina Peterson from Bornholm.
From Bornholm.
From Bornholm.
From Bornholm. And they met in Chicago. And there was a Nielsen that was minister down there at that time. You've heard of him, I'm sure. He was one of the old ministers. And the young people all came to his church and they met there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did they move up to this area then?
They did, yes, after working in Chicago for
And you met years. You and your husband met in this area?
Yes, we went to the same church then when it was established.
I see.
Yeah.
Were your husband's parents also homesteaders?
Yes. Well, I thought they bought a relinquishment, but my son says there's papers that show that they proved up on some land, so I don't really know. But I thought they had bought the land they lived on.
Now, you threw a word at me that I don't understand. What is a relinquishment?
Well, somebody homesteads it, and then they decide to sell it. They're not quite through homesteading.
Oh, and that's before the period of homestead is over.
Yes, and then they sell the rights. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that may account for that he is listed as a homesteader.
Right.
Yeah.
Did your father or your father-in-law have a tree claim along with the homestead?
Well, my grandmother had a tree claim over here by Irene. So she could take 160 acres on that tree claim.
Mm. So your grandmother came across?
Yes, they did. Yeah. All the whole family came over, all of them.
I see. Yeah. Were you acquainted with your grandmother?
Oh, yes. She
you
lived with them until I was 6, 7 years old. She lived with us.
What was her name?
Her name was, wait a minute now. it was Cecil.
Oh, and you must be named after her.
Well, I thought it was Cecilia, but it's Cecil. Cecil Smith. Mm-hmm. S-M-I-D-T, see.
Yes. Yeah.
And did you know your grandfather?
No, he died before I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was your grandmother like?
Well, she was just a little person, but she was really a sharp one. People had to mind her, you know.
Did she speak any English?
No, I don't think so.
Did she have any chores in the house?
Yes. She smoked the meat, I know.
Oh, she did.
We had a barrel and then some cross braces and hung the meat in this barrel, and it was covered on the outside with cloths, lots of cloth. And then you had a long pipe leading out to a place where you had this wood burning.
And that was her particular job?
Oh, that was one of her jobs, I know that.
Do you remember any of the other jobs that she had?
Well, no, I don't know.
What handicrafts did your mother have?
She spun a lot. And, you know, took care of the wool, carded and spun it. And then she did knitting, beautiful knitting, crochet work, and embroidery.
And I see some knitting lay over there on the top of the book, so you must have continued that handicraft in your own life.
Yes, I knit, but I didn't learn to knit until I was quite long in years, because we didn't take that as anything.
It sounds like a younger generation rebelling against the older.
That's true. Mother would have taught us, you know, but we didn't want to knit by any means.
What chores did you have around the homestead?
Well, we had to do the cooking because Mother was an invalid. Yeah. So we did the cooking and the sewing. I did the family sewing when I was 13, 14 years old. Yeah.
What caused her to become an invalid?
Well, if I had to say it, I'd say constipation. See, her intestines, they touched up against the spine and caused it to deteriorate.
Oh, I see.
Were there any other major illnesses in your home when you were growing up?
No, we were like real healthy.
But what did your mother or your grandmother do for you when you had a cold or a toothache or an earache?
Some little thing like that.
Well, generally something warm over the ears for an earache.
Mm-hmm. What about a toothache?
We didn't have them when we were little.
Good.
We didn't have them. Yeah.
Was there anything for if you got cut or had a scratch that became infected? Did they have any cures for that?
Well, we were quite lucky. We didn't get hurt much. Mm-hmm. No broken bones, no. A cold.
How isolated were your farm? Was your farm?
Oh, it was right. Just a mile and a half from Irene.
Oh.
And we had neighbors, you know.
But you were going to say for a cold?
Well, they generally rubbed you with goose grease, you know. Rubbed you down with goose grease. And
what did it feel like? The goose grease.
Horrible.
Sticky.
And sometimes a little kerosene in it.
And did that warm your body?
Well, you know, they rubbed it good, and I think that helped more than the goose grease, maybe. Mm-hmm. But that was one common remedy.
Was there a doctor available if any of you have been ill?
Yes, we had a Dr. Bell and Irene. Yeah.
Do you remember his first name?
No.
Was he a real doctor?
Yes,
with a degree?
He was a real doctor.
He was not someone
yeah.
who called himself doctor.
No, he was a real doctor. He came out from Chicago as a young man. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the old peddlers that might have come by?
Oh, yes, Jürgen Ewell.
What was that?
Jürgen Ewell.
Oh, that's J-U-H-L, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
yes. He must have been Danish.
He was Danish, yes.
What did he peddle?
He peddled laces and books, and that was what he had, laces and books.
Were his books Danish or English?
Mostly, they were Danish books, yeah.
Now, did you have quite a few Danish books in your home when you were growing up?
Oh, yes, we had Danish books in.
How about newspapers or magazines?
Yeah, we had Dannebergh, you know, you've heard of that.
Oh,
one.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the one we had. And then Kvinden og Hjemmet.
Oh, you had that too for your
yeah,
mother.
Yeah, mother liked that one.
Yes.
She liked that one very much. And then, of course, we had The Youth's Companion. That's all gone now.
Oh, yes.
But it was a good children's.
So you didn't
story.
Lack for any Danish reading?
Oh, no. No, and not, we read American, of course.
Yes.
Well, I could read Danish too, yeah.
Now, yeah. I asked you about peddlers. Do you remember any other peddlers?
Yeah, there used to be some, were they Syrians? I think they were Syrian peddlers. And they would drive, usually. Jürgen Ewell walked.
With a pack on his back?
With a great big pack on his back that you couldn't hardly lift.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the Syrian
They
were
did
the
come,
peddlers.
Yeah. Let's see, I can't remember the names of them, no.
Mm. Now, we have heard of a boom rod up in North Dakota. Did he come into
no,
this area?
No, I don't know him. But some of these later settled in Sioux Falls and started a small store, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, what did they peddle?
Well, they had a lot of knickknacks, beads, and all of that kind of stuff. And then they would have cloth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did any of these peddlers ever stay overnight at your
place?
Oh,
yes. Place? They made the point to stay there. Yeah.
Did you have a lot of Danish foods in your home? Were the dishes that were prepared Danish dishes?
No, I think, well, yes, part of them were Danish and part of them American.
Do you remember any of the names of
well,
the Danish
there was,
dishes?
Well, Ken Melk's Velling.
Mm, that's good.
You know what that
yes,
is.
Yes, that's good.
Ken Melk's Velling. And then, of course, soup.
Yes.
And those were Ebelskiver. Yeah, those were things that we did often have. You know. Yeah.
Did you have Danish-type Christmases when you were a little girl?
We didn't have Christmas when we were little.
I see.
No, we didn't for some reason. I don't know. Why?
When after you were married and had a family, did you celebrate Christmas in your own home?
We celebrated Christmas in our own home, yeah. And then the whole family would gather in our home. Yeah.
And would it be Christmas Eve or Christmas
Christmas
Day?
Eve, yeah. Christmas
and what preparations did you make for that?
Well, it was always a goose, you know.
It was always a goose.
Goose and cranberries.
Was,
it, and
was that a homegrown goose?
If we could raise them, yeah. Yeah.
And did you have a Christmas tree then?
Oh, yes, we always had a Christmas tree, and we still dance around it.
And you sing as you dance around?
Sing as we dance, yeah.
And in Danish, I suppose.
Yes. course, the kids don't understand it, but they chip in anyway. Yeah.
Were there any other celebrations that you participated in, especially as a young girl, 4th of July or New Year's?
Yes, 4th of July always, and 5th of June, that was always celebrated here, you know.
And that's the Danish
Independence Day. Danish Independence Day. And then, of course, yes, New Year's.
How did you celebrate New Year's night?
Oh, we went from home to home and sang a little, came in and visited a while, and then went on again.
Did you do anything special at 12 o'clock?
Oh, I suppose we hooked it up like this. Made a lot of noise, that'd be all. We didn't drink. We weren't a drinking kind, so.
Did your father ever participate in politics?
Well, just county and
did he run for office or take an office in the county?
No, he didn't.
Was he on the school board?
Oh yes, most of the time. Yeah.
And what, when you went to churches, say 1905, did he become a member of the church board?
Yeah, then he was a member of the church board. He was secretary for quite a while, yeah.
Did any of your brothers and sisters, or you, or your parents, go to Grandview for classes?
Well, I went, and my husband went too, as I say, and my sister Marie went there. And my children, Oscar, Ellen, Mamie, Priscilla went there.
All of your children went?
Well, four of them went there.
Well, how many children did you and your husband have?
We had six, seven.
Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Would you give me the names of the others?
Yeah, there was Harry and Lawrence and Priscilla. Well, I mentioned her before.
Yes.
She died about 12 years ago. Mm.
But you're all Grandview people then?
Oh yes, we, I have a lot of pictures from Grandview too.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Did the school mean something special in your lives? And
oh
so,
yes.
What was that?
Well, it was, seeing that we didn't have our church here at that time, it was started a little bit before that. Then it was a chance we had our confirmation there. Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't know, it was like home to us down
okay.
there. We loved it there.
Did any of your children become ministers?
No. Harry come the closest.
And he's the teacher, the business manager.
He's business manager, yeah. But he's done real well. He went down there his first job, and he's been there ever since.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I think he's done quite a little work for the school. Yeah.
Now, Viborg is a very Danish community. We drove down the main street and we could immediately feel it. How Danish is it?
Well, at one time they said that everybody spoke the Danish language, but that isn't true anymore.
I see.
No, that's not true.
Do you belong to any of the Danish clubs here?
No, I don't.
But there are Danish clubs in the community.
There's a Danish Brotherhood and a Danish sister something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the Danish there is. And they have a lot of American members, so they use the American language.
Do they have any Danish celebrations during the year here in Viborg?
Well, they had their centennial here. That was the 5th of June. Mm-hmm. And they put on quite a show, you know. They had their long dresses and folk dancing and all of that.
I see.
Now, you have been to Denmark.
Yes, I went to Denmark.
Would you tell us about it?
16 years ago, I went over. I went with a tour. Mrs. Enoch Mortensen was the director. You perhaps know them.
You
yes.
know them very
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Well, she was the director, and I went on that tour. But I had, there were eight of us that went about 8 days before the tour itself went, so we could visit our relatives in Denmark, and I went that way and met my relatives.
And you did five relatives?
Oh, yes. I had five cousins and my husband had five, so.
Now, how was your Danish?
Pretty good.
You could make yourself understood.
Except in Bornholm. I wasn't too good there.
What did you think of Bornholm?
Oh, beautiful place.
It's a special place, isn't it?
Just a beautiful place, yeah.
Did you get to travel around in Denmark and on Bornholm?
Yeah, well, you see, being I had relatives on Bornholm, they took me around there.
What was the sight that you saw in Bornholm that pleased you or surprised you the most?
Well, I don't know, the fishing boats, I think. A lot of my relatives worked they went out and caught fish. Mm-hmm. And one of the cousins, he ran
one of those big smoke chimneys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a manager of that.
Probably not a smoke chimney, but a whole row of smoke
chimneys.
There
was several of them, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was quite well to do too. He was doing real well.
And they showed you around the
Did
you have a chance to visit any of the round churches on Bornholm?
No, I didn't. Was
that kind of special?
No. But we did go to the church where grandmother had gone to the cemetery and so on.
So that was an interesting time for
you. Oh, yes, it was. And the cemeteries are so neat, you know.
Oh, yes.
They are.
Over
there.
They have their tools out there, and every Saturday they go out and rake them so smooth and nice.
They're like gardens.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful, yeah.
Would you mind reciting a little prayer or a little poem or say something in Danish? We're anxious to hear what your Danish sounds like.
Well, it maybe have to be the table prayer.
That would be just
fine. Oh, no, Klokkenslår.
Good.
You want that?
Yes.
Klokkenslår, tiden går, evig heden og sporestor. La oss bruge den kostbare tid. Tjene herren med alt vår flid. Så skal vi nok komme hjem.
That's a lovely poem.
Thank you.
And
is
that
how
you learned at home?
I never knew that tune is Holy Night, Silent Night.
Well, I have heard it recited, but I had never heard it sung.
Oh, we used to sing it at funerals all the time, you know.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. After the burial.
Yes, and it's very fitting.
Yeah.
Very
but that's the tune, Holy Night, Silent Night.
Well, you have a good good Danish, and you were not even born there.
No, I wasn't born there, but of course I did take a little Danish at Grandview, and then, as I say, we had summer school where we learned some Danish.
How did you meet the Mortensons?
Down Des Moines, I suppose.
He was at the college. The two of them were at the college.
Well, they're good friends of Harry Jensen's, you know.
Oh, yes.
And her father was a president of the college when our oldest son was there. And they lived right at the dormitory then. Mm-hmm. So I've known her ever since then. She's a real nice person. Yeah.
Thank you so very, very much for what you've done. And now here are some pictures of her mother's home.
My mother's home at
in Denmark.
In Denmark.
Oh, yes,
and,
a typical Danish
and one of my cousins lived there.
And this is a home.
That's at Rudding.
Another, Rudding.
Rudding, yeah.
And that is a cousin that you visited there.
Yes, I
hope
so. Oh, and here is the picture of the smoke chimneys
that's
on Bornholm.
That's where the